But first, a few words from our sponsor. Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Ava.
And we're your hosts of Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. I'm sorry we missed last week, but here's the episode for last week, even though it's pretty late. It's kind of very late.
No.
I mean, it's already Wednesday, and we were supposed to publish, like, on Friday. So, but we will still be, like, this is the episode for last week, and then we'll be publishing one on, like, Friday or Saturday still. Anyway. Yes, we are. That's what I'm planning on. If we don't, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. Okay. So, today we're going to be talking about how to get to the fall vibes. I think that we should start kind of, I don't know if drifting away is the right word, but like kind of like drifting away. Drifting away. I'm going to say it anyway. Drifting away from the more of the productivity stuff to the like playing games on the podcast and like teen life in general and like the struggles of it. And I think that that would be better because I feel like more people like to hear about that than a lot of productivity stuff. And we have already covered a lot of it. So, yeah.
I'm not a teenager though. I'm 20.
Oh, she's not, you guys. She's 15. She's a teenager. Okay. Nope. I'm trying a new mic today, so if it sounds good, comment below. If it sounds good. Thanks. Okay. So, I actually wanted to kind of start something new today. Well, we will do, like, what, like, how our week was and stuff, but I also want to do a quote of the day, so I actually have prepared a quote. So, Ava, should we do how was our week first or the quote of the day?
Do your quote of the day.
Okay. So, today's quote, sorry, can't see me. Okay. Today's quote is, get it up real quick. Sorry. Okay. Okay. 1 second, you guys, I'm sorry. Okay. It says, the mind is like water. When it's turbulent, it is difficult to see. When it's calm, everything becomes clear. I really like this quote because I feel like it's very true. When we are mad and are really angry at something, we don't often, like, we can't focus on and concentrate on what we have to get done. So if we are not feeling our best, then we should take a break from work or school or anything that we have to do and just take a break from it and become calm, so then everything will become clear, like the quote said. So I just really like that quote. I don't know.
I do too.
All right. So, Ava, how was your week?
It was not too shabby, my guy. How about yours?
Mine was really good. I had a pretty good week. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Even though I was sick all of last week, and I think I'm getting it again.
What?
Huh?
Don't say that.
No, cause I think that like my little sister got my cold that I had, and then I think that she's giving it to me again. So, kind of stinks.
Please don't get sick.
I'll try my best, Dave. Anyways, so my week was pretty good otherwise. And Ava, what happened this week? What's going on with you?
Well, I went bike riding, and it was really cold outside, and it was raining.
It was really cold and rainy.
That was, like, probably my favorite part of the week.
Yeah, mine too. Not even gonna lie.
I also got sushi.
You got sushi?
I got sushi.
I want sushi.
It was like fancy sushi too.
It was fancy. I want some fancy sushi. By the way, guys, stay tuned on the podcast because Bigfoot podcast might be coming soon.
Oh, it will be coming soon.
It will be coming soon. So stay tuned on the podcast to hear where you can listen to that and what it's called.
Yeah, you guys know.
You don't want to miss it. You really do not.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. I guess let's get right into the topic then. So, hold on. Sorry. Okay. So we're going to be talking about like how to get into the fall vibes, and this episode you might think will be very basic because it's kind of like what we do to get into the fall vibes, but we, how do I say this? It's probably like super basic, like I said, and it's almost, fall's almost over, so sorry about this, but... So, it might be super basic, though, because we're basic. Yay!
I'm not basic, you're basic.
I said we are.
I said I'm not basic, you're
basic. Fine. Anyway, well, you know what? I have something with me today. Not someone. Don't worry, Jonah's not here again.
Sadly.
No, but I have something with me today. That will tie into this episode, which is a pumpkin spice latte. Say hi. I don't know if you can hear that.
Are you saying a pumpkin spice latte to say hi?
Yes, Ayla. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Pumpkin spice lattes. I just have to say, I have an addiction. Ayla, don't I have an addiction?
Kind of, yeah. She definitely does.
I have a... big addiction to pumpkin spice lattes, and it's kind of bad, but, you know, what can I say? They're really good. So, yeah, that ties into the first thing. So, pumpkin spice lattes, that's what I am going to be doing in the fall season, even though I already am. Ava, are you more of, like, a hot coffee girl or, like, an iced coffee girl?
To be, I like iced coffee.
Me
but
too.
I also really like hot coffee. It just depends on my mood, I guess.
I cannot drink hot coffee. It just... ugh. Sorry. No. I just do not like hot coffee. It's
about in the morning when it's, like, super-duper chilly outside, and
I don't drink coffee in the morning. I haven't been lately. I've been drinking it in the afternoon, but in the morning, I usually drink, like, lemon water. And then I make a green juice thing, and then I'll have my iced coffee later. Ava gave me this sticker, and look where I put it.
Oh, you didn't show me that. It's so cute.
I have this pink marble water bottle. I put it on there, and it's like, so the sticker is like a cat next to a plant, and it's really cute, and I think it looks really good on my water bottle.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad. Jonah lost his.
I know. He thinks that it's at your house. So
I'm pretty sure it isn't. I looked everywhere, but whatever.
Oh, okay. I'm whatever. Sorry. He really misses it, though. BT dubs.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. So the next thing. I know that you guys have heard about my pumpkin spice candle addiction in recent episodes. But I'm kind of stepping away from the pumpkin spice candle addiction.
You are?
I am. I'm kind of addicted to incense now.
Yeah, I always have been. She's just, you know, a copycat.
I'm not a copycat! Me and Ava are hippie sisters.
I guess so.
But okay, so I've been really interested in incense. I know this is not like a fall thing, but I guess like... yeah, I guess this is not really, like, a fall thing, but I don't know. Just letting you guys know about my, what is it called? Oh, incense addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's another thing. But I also really do still like pumpkin spice candles. The thing is, I did make a pumpkin spice candle, or two, actually. I made two. But I kind of messed them up because I lit them too early before they were fully dry, so now I can't light them at all, which is really sad.
It's really sad.
So I'm gonna just like remelt the wax and, put a different wick. Oh, okay. This is like very apt to off to topic.
It's okay.
Like I said, I'm trying a new mic, so I'm trying to adjust it correctly. Okay. Hope that's okay. All right. So another thing that I was thinking about for like fall vibes is I really want to take a photo shoot with the all like all the pretty leaves. I really want to take a photo shoot with them. But
We have that over you.
I don't have anyone that's willing to take my pictures for me. Actually, I
Have
think my mom
Jonah
is.
do it.
Huh?
Have Jonah do it.
I could have Jonah do it, or I could have my mom do it. I think that she would do it for me.
Your mom would probably, I bet Jonah would do it, but I bet your mom would like do it nicer. Because Jonah probably thinks it's stupid.
I think he does. He probably does think it's stupid. But yeah, I really want to take like a fall photo shoot. I think that would be really cute and
That would be cute.
like have all like the fall leaves and stuff. Oh, I just really want to do it. Oh.
Ask her.
I will be asking her. So recently, this is yeah, this is kind of like a fall vibe thing. So I changed my comforter because the blanket that I had on my bed for summer or like for the whole past year was like this like light blue blanket with like pink flowers on it, which is really pretty, but I wanted to change up my room a little bit, especially since it's getting colder out, and I have this like really fuzzy white blanket. So I put that on my bed and it's so fuzzy and warm and I love it. So I like to get it to the like I like to decorate my room so then it's like in the fall vibe. And I have a pumpkin spice candle, but it's not as strong as the other one that I had, so I don't light it as much. Anyways.
Sorry, Haley. Haley?
I'm here, yeah. Okay. Ava, what do you think that you would do to get into the fall vibes?
Okay, to be honest, the only thing I've really done is eat like a whole lot of spaghetti squash and we did we do candles. Candles.
Oh yeah, candles are like everything.
That's about it.
But I think that candles are more, I kind of like them. I mean, yeah, I like them for like more the beginning of fall and winter. But like in winter they make you feel like cozy, which I like that more for winter since it's like colder out.
Yeah. Agreed, agreed,
Because
agreed. What?
we live in like upper United States, so it's pretty cold. It gets pretty cold up here, like really cold. Okay.
But yeah, squash. Spaghetti squash. Real good.
Oh yeah, Ava,
Yeah.
like I think it was Monday night. Today's Wednesday, and so I think it was Monday night. We had spaghetti squash, and then we had like spaghetti sauce on it. It was
Yeah.
so good.
Yep, that's like our favorite thing.
Like, yeah, it was really good.
We like at Dad's, we've been having that for dinner, like probably more than we should, but it's fine because we none of us have gotten sick of it.
It's good though.
It really is.
So also, I want to say just like twinkle lights. I mean, twinkle lights are good for any part of the year. Like honestly, twinkle lights can make you feel any part of the year's vibe. It's kind of weird, but it's amazing at the same time. So I have LED lights in my room. I used to have twinkle lights, but then they electrocuted me, so now I don't.
Agree.
Cause like the wires that was going into the lights, got out and then they electrocuted me.
Yeah.
Many times, so that's not working for me anymore. But I do have LED lights, and I got, I think it was like 50 feet for $20, and they've lasted me for, I want to say, 6 months maybe, so far. And they're actually really good, because, I mean, it is kind of sad that, like, six of the bulbs are stuck orange. Because I usually have it. This is also, like, a fall vibes thing. I usually have it on, like a darkish orange, which I love. Because it's kind of like a honey color. That's what I would call it. I would call it honey. And it's very relaxing. It, like, relaxes you a lot. And I think that it really goes with the fall vibes because of, like, the orange. And so that's why I just love them. Go on Amazon. Thank you, Amazon. Love you. Okay. Sponsor me. Anyway. Ava, talk for a second.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay. Let me think. So, today, Opie chased a squirrel up a tree. And
Opie's a dog. Yelling.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Opie's a dog, not a child or anything. So, and squirrel, I don't know if maybe you know this, maybe squirrels can scream. Anyway, they're screaming at Opie, and, where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I don't know, but anyways, the poor squirrel, you know? To be honest, the squirrel's kind of a jerk. It probably deserved it. It was probably already yelling at Opie, and then Opie was just trying to, like, defend himself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ava, that was kind of off topic. I kind of meant, like, on the topic, but... Oh,
sorry.
No, that's okay. That's good. It's good. Didn't Opie eat a duck yesterday?
Oh, okay. So, he caught a duck. Hey, okay, I forgot to tell you this. I never called you back. Okay. So, he caught a duck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought it was dead because it wasn't, like, moving or anything. And then I made him drop it, and it flew away. It plopped onto the pavement, and then it flew away. It wasn't hurt or anything. It just was, like, in Opie's mouth, you know?
Well, that's good. That's good, yeah. that Opie didn't hurt it.
Yeah, I mean, I was very relieved.
I'm thinking of maybe... This I'm getting more on the topic now. Anyway, I'm thinking of maybe painting a few... Sorry, I just drank some of my pumpkin spice latte. Okay. I'm thinking of maybe, like, painting, like, some fall paintings to hang up in my room to give it. Because I don't want to buy a painting, and I kind of have a passion for painting anyway. So, I think I might do that. I think I might get a canvas and do some painting.
Do it.
I will. You know what? I will. I might do it today or tomorrow. Anyways, so, yeah, so I guess a little summary of what we talked about today. The quote that, when you're mad, then you can't concentrate as well as when you're calm, and when you're calm, everything becomes clear. Then we talked about pumpkin spice lattes and candles and incense and... redecorating your room. And, Opie, oh yeah, and of course, Opie eating ducks and stuff, whatever. Okay. Ava, is there anything else that you want to add before we wrap up?
I told John that you're playing his guitar in his bedroom right now.
I'm not! What in the world?
Yeah.
I probably will be. Okay, guys.
Anyway.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you enjoyed, please give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And follow us on Spotify. Do all the things. You guys already know. And also, I'm going to put another Q&A below in the description. Okay? So, if you could reply to that, I would love that. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. There's a few things that I want you guys to answer in there. If you can, I'm not going to yell at you guys this time. But if you will answer, I want to know what you guys would do to get into the fall vibes. If you guys want to hear the Bigfoot podcast, and if you think Jonah's going to pick me up. Okay. Even though I'm not doing anything. Thanks a lot, Ava. Bye. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Ava.
And we're your hosts of Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. As promised, we are doing another episode. I don't know, of course it's as promised. Okay, anyways. So today, guess who we have?
Cozy.
Say hi, Cozy.
Hi.
And how old are you, Cozy?
She's my child.
4.
She's not your child. She's my baby sister, Ava. She's 4 years old, and she's she doesn't have anything better to do, so she's gonna be joining us on the podcast.
She could be watching Curious George, but she decided to be here.
She was watching Curious George for like 2 hours already. So.
And the keyboard.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So Cozy, how are you?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not good. Why? Why are you not good? Because you're sick. So she just has a little cold. So she's not that good. Ava, how are you doing?
I am doing good, Haley.
How are you really doing, Ava?
Oh, let's not ask that.
I'm doing pretty good. Ava, how was your week?
Are we doing this week's or next week's? Because I can make something up really cool for next week.
Hold on. Wait, I'm going to...